O precious, mighty, unshakable blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, the blood that cries out for mercy, the blood that silences the accuser, the blood that cancels every curse, the blood that washes, cleanses, and restores, the blood that no power of darkness can resist, the blood that shattered the gates of hell and stripped Satan of his authority. I plead that blood right now over every financial destiny under the sound of my voice. Let the blood of Jesus begin to move. Let the blood begin to fight. Let the blood begin to break chains. Let the blood begin to open doors. O Jesus, when you hung on that cross at Calvary, when you cried out, "It is finished," you purchased our victory. You paid the price for our freedom. You sealed our prosperity. The blood was shed to set us free from poverty. The blood was shed to break financial oppression. The blood was shed to destroy every demonic altar speaking lack over our lives. By the power of the blood, I command every chain to break. I command every bondage to be loosed. I command every embargo placed on your finances to be lifted right now in the name of Jesus. I stand in the power of the blood and I revoke every demonic contract that was signed against your prosperity. Every evil agreement your ancestors made with the kingdom of darkness, I nullify it by the blood. I cancel every satanic claim over your wealth. I wipe away your name from the register of poverty. I erase your business from the list of failure. I remove your destiny from the cycle of financial hardship. The blood of Jesus speaks prosperity over you. The blood of Jesus speaks increase over you. The blood of Jesus speaks abundance over you. The blood of Jesus speaks wealth over you. The blood of Jesus speaks supernatural provision over you. In the name of Jesus, O Father, your word declares in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I declare that we overcome poverty by the blood. We overcome lack by the blood. We overcome financial struggles by the blood. We overcome stagnation by the blood. We overcome debt by the blood. I decree and declare from this day forward, the spirit of financial struggle is broken from your life. It is broken from your family. It is broken from your generation. It is broken forever by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I call forth supernatural wealth. Let money locate you. Let contracts locate you. Let business opportunities locate you. Let financial breakthroughs locate you. By the blood of Jesus, I cancel every satanic delay. I command an acceleration in your financial elevation. What has been held back must be released now. What has been stolen must be restored sevenfold. What has been delayed must be speedily manifested in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing for financial dominion over your life. I anoint your hands with the blood of Jesus. Whatever you touch shall prosper. I anoint your feet with the blood of Jesus. Wherever you step shall open for you. I anoint your bank accounts with the blood of Jesus. They shall never run dry. I anoint your name with the blood of Jesus. Kings shall call for you. Destiny helpers shall locate you. Gates of wealth shall open for you. I command by the power of the blood, let ancient gates be lifted. Let doors of prosperity swing open. Let divine connections be made. Let financial testimonies begin to manifest. The blood of Jesus is clearing the path. The blood of Jesus is making a way. The blood of Jesus is rewriting your financial story. The blood of Jesus is settling every debt. The blood of Jesus is restoring every lost opportunity. The blood of Jesus is placing you in positions of honor. The blood of Jesus is taking you from the back to the front. The blood of Jesus is breaking limitations. The blood of Jesus is doing for you what no man can do. Now begin to declare with me, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I am prosperous by the blood of Jesus. I am lifted by the blood of Jesus. I am blessed by the blood of Jesus. I shall never lack. I shall never be broke. I shall never be in want. The blood of Jesus has settled it. It is done. It is finished. I receive my financial breakthrough now. Now shout, shout like your bank accounts are overflowing. Shout like supernatural deposits have hit your accounts. Shout like you have stepped into a new dimension of wealth. Shout like financial doors have been permanently opened for you. Shout because the blood of Jesus has done it. It is settled. It is finished. It is established in the mighty, glorious, all-powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. O precious, mighty, unshakable blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, the blood that cries out for mercy, the blood that silences the accuser, the blood that cancels every curse, the blood that washes, cleanses, and restores, the blood that no power of darkness can resist, the blood that shattered the gates of hell and stripped Satan of his authority. I plead that blood right now over every financial destiny under the sound of my voice. Let the blood of Jesus begin to move. Let the blood begin to fight. Let the blood begin to break chains. Let the blood begin to open doors. Oh, Jesus, when you hung on that cross at Calvary, when you cried out, "It is finished," you purchased our victory. You paid the price for our freedom. You sealed our prosperity. The blood was shed to set us free from poverty. The blood was shed to break financial oppression. The blood was shed to destroy every demonic altar speaking lack over our lives. By the power of the blood, I command every chain to break. I command every bondage to be loosed. I command every embargo placed on your finances to be lifted right now in the name of Jesus. I stand in the power of the blood and I revoke every demonic contract that was signed against your prosperity. Every evil agreement your ancestors made with the kingdom of darkness, I nullify it by the blood. I cancel every satanic claim over your wealth. I wipe away your name from the register of poverty. I erase your business from the list of failure. I remove your destiny from the cycle of financial hardship. The blood of Jesus speaks prosperity over you. The blood of Jesus speaks increase over you. The blood of Jesus speaks abundance over you. The blood of Jesus speaks wealth over you. The blood of Jesus speaks supernatural provision over you in the name of Jesus. O Father, your word declares in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I declare that we overcome poverty by the blood. We overcome lack by the blood. We overcome financial struggles by the blood. We overcome stagnation by the blood. We overcome debt by the blood. I decree and declare, from this day forward, the spirit of financial struggle is broken from your life. It is broken from your family. It is broken from your generation. It is broken forever by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I call forth supernatural wealth. Let money locate you. Let contracts locate you. Let business opportunities locate you. Let financial breakthroughs locate you. By the blood of Jesus, I cancel every satanic delay. I command an acceleration in your financial elevation. What has been held back must be released now. What has been stolen must be restored sevenfold. What has been delayed must be speedily manifested in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing for financial dominion over your life. I anoint your hands with the blood of Jesus. Whatever you touch shall prosper. I anoint your feet with the blood of Jesus. Wherever you step shall open for you. I anoint your bank accounts with the blood of Jesus. They shall never run dry. I anoint your name with the blood of Jesus. Kings shall call for you. Destiny helpers shall locate you. Gates of wealth shall open for you. I command by the power of the blood, let ancient gates be lifted. Let doors of prosperity swing open. Let divine connections be made. Let financial testimonies begin to manifest. The blood of Jesus is clearing the path. The blood of Jesus is making a way. The blood of Jesus is rewriting your financial story. The blood of Jesus is settling every debt. The blood of Jesus is restoring every lost opportunity. The blood of Jesus is placing you in positions of honor. The blood of Jesus is taking you from the back to the front. The blood of Jesus is breaking limitations. The blood of Jesus is doing for you what no man can do. Now begin to declare with me, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I am prosperous by the blood of Jesus. I am lifted by the blood of Jesus. I am blessed by the blood of Jesus. I shall never lack. I shall never be broke. I shall never be in want. The blood of Jesus has settled it. It is done. It is finished. I receive my financial breakthrough now. Now shout, shout like your bank accounts are overflowing. Shout like supernatural deposits have hit your accounts. Shout like you have stepped into a new dimension of wealth. Shout like financial doors have been permanently opened for you. Shout because the blood of Jesus has done it. It is settled. It is finished. It is established in the mighty, glorious, all-powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. O precious, mighty, unshakable blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, the blood that cries out for mercy, the blood that silences the accuser, the blood that cancels every curse, the blood that washes, cleanses, and restores. The blood that no power of darkness can resist. The blood that shattered the gates of hell and stripped Satan of his authority. I plead that blood right now over every financial destiny under the sound of my voice. Let the blood of Jesus begin to move. Let the blood begin to fight. Let the blood begin to break chains. Let the blood begin to open doors. Oh, Jesus, when you hung on that cross at Calvary, when you cried out, "It is finished," you purchased our victory. You paid the price for our freedom. You sealed our prosperity. The blood was shed to set us free from poverty. The blood was shed to break financial oppression. The blood was shed to destroy every demonic altar speaking lack over our lives. By the power of the blood, I command every chain to break. I command every bondage to be loosed. I command every embargo placed on your finances to be lifted right now in the name of Jesus. I stand in the power of the blood and I revoke every demonic contract that was signed against your prosperity. Every evil agreement your ancestors made with the kingdom of darkness, I nullify it by the blood. I cancel every satanic claim over your wealth. I wipe away your name from the register of poverty. I erase your business from the list of failure. I remove your destiny from the cycle of financial hardship. The blood of Jesus speaks prosperity over you. The blood of Jesus speaks increase over you. The blood of Jesus speaks abundance over you. The blood of Jesus speaks wealth over you. The blood of Jesus speaks supernatural provision over you in the name of Jesus. O Father, your word declares in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I declare that we overcome poverty by the blood. We overcome lack by the blood. We overcome financial struggles by the blood. We overcome stagnation by the blood. We overcome debt by the blood. I decree and declare, from this day forward, the spirit of financial struggle is broken from your life. It is broken from your family. It is broken from your generation. It is broken forever by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I call forth supernatural wealth. Let money locate you. Let contracts locate you. Let business opportunities locate you. Let financial breakthroughs locate you. By the blood of Jesus, I cancel every satanic delay. I command an acceleration in your financial elevation. What has been held back must be released now. What has been stolen must be restored sevenfold. What has been delayed must be speedily manifested in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing for financial dominion over your life. I anoint your hands with the blood of Jesus. Whatever you touch shall prosper. I anoint your feet with the blood of Jesus. Wherever you step shall open for you. I anoint your bank accounts with the blood of Jesus. They shall never run dry. I anoint your name with the blood of Jesus. Kings shall call for you. Destiny helpers shall locate you. Gates of wealth shall open for you. I command by the power of the blood, let ancient gates be lifted. Let doors of prosperity swing open. Let divine connections be made. Let financial testimonies begin to manifest. The blood of Jesus is clearing the path. The blood of Jesus is making a way. The blood of Jesus is rewriting your financial story. The blood of Jesus is settling every debt. The blood of Jesus is restoring every lost opportunity. The blood of Jesus is placing you in positions of honor. The blood of Jesus is taking you from the back to the front. The blood of Jesus is breaking limitations. The blood of Jesus is doing for you what no man can do. Now begin to declare with me, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I am prosperous by the blood of Jesus. I am lifted by the blood of Jesus. I am blessed by the blood of Jesus. I shall never lack. I shall never be broke. I shall never be in want. The blood of Jesus has settled it. It is done. It is finished. I receive my financial breakthrough now. Now shout, shout like your bank accounts are overflowing. Shout like supernatural deposits have hit your accounts. Shout like you have stepped into a new dimension of wealth. Shout like financial doors have been permanently opened for you. Shout because the blood of Jesus has done it. It is settled. It is finished. It is established in the mighty, glorious, all-powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. O precious, mighty, unshakable blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, the blood that cries out for mercy, the blood that silences the accuser, the blood that cancels every curse, the blood that washes, cleanses, and restores. The blood that no power of darkness can resist. The blood that shattered the gates of hell and stripped Satan of his authority. I plead that blood right now over every financial destiny under the sound of my voice. Let the blood of Jesus begin to move. Let the blood begin to fight. Let the blood begin to break chains. Let the blood begin to open doors. Oh Jesus, when you hung on that cross at Calvary, when you cried out, "It is finished," you purchased our victory. You paid the price for our freedom. You sealed our prosperity. The blood was shed to set us free from poverty. The blood was shed to break financial oppression. The blood was shed to destroy every demonic altar speaking lack over our lives. By the power of the blood, I command every chain to break. I command every bondage to be loosed. I command every embargo placed on your finances to be lifted right now in the name of Jesus. I stand in the power of the blood and I revoke every demonic contract that was signed against your prosperity. Every evil agreement your ancestors made with the kingdom of darkness, I nullify it by the blood. I cancel every satanic claim over your wealth. I wipe away your name from the register of poverty. I erase your business from the list of failure. I remove your destiny from the cycle of financial hardship. The blood of Jesus speaks prosperity over you. The blood of Jesus speaks increase over you. The blood of Jesus speaks abundance over you. The blood of Jesus speaks wealth over you. The blood of Jesus speaks supernatural provision over you in the name of Jesus. O Father, your word declares in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I declare that we overcome poverty by the blood. We overcome lack by the blood. We overcome financial struggles by the blood. We overcome stagnation by the blood. We overcome debt by the blood. I decree and declare, from this day forward, the spirit of financial struggle is broken from your life. It is broken from your family. It is broken from your generation. It is broken forever by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I call forth supernatural wealth. Let money locate you. Let contracts locate you. Let business opportunities locate you. Let financial breakthroughs locate you. By the blood of Jesus, I cancel every satanic delay. I command an acceleration in your financial elevation. What has been held back must be released now. What has been stolen must be restored sevenfold. What has been delayed must be speedily manifested in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing for financial dominion over your life. I anoint your hands with the blood of Jesus. Whatever you touch shall prosper. I anoint your feet with the blood of Jesus. Wherever you step shall open for you. I anoint your bank accounts with the blood of Jesus. They shall never run dry. I anoint your name with the blood of Jesus. Kings shall call for you. Destiny helpers shall locate you. Gates of wealth shall open for you. I command by the power of the blood, let ancient gates be lifted. Let doors of prosperity swing open. Let divine connections be made. Let financial testimonies begin to manifest. The blood of Jesus is clearing the path. The blood of Jesus is making a way. The blood of Jesus is rewriting your financial story. The blood of Jesus is settling every debt. The blood of Jesus is restoring every lost opportunity. The blood of Jesus is placing you in positions of honor. The blood of Jesus is taking you from the back to the front. The blood of Jesus is breaking limitations. The blood of Jesus is doing for you what no man can do. Now begin to declare with me, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I am prosperous by the blood of Jesus. I am lifted by the blood of Jesus. I am blessed by the blood of Jesus. I shall never lack. I shall never be broke. I shall never be in want. The blood of Jesus has settled it. It is done. It is finished. I receive my financial breakthrough now. Now shout, shout like your bank accounts are overflowing. Shout like supernatural deposits have hit your accounts. Shout like you have stepped into a new dimension of wealth. Shout like financial doors have been permanently opened for you. Shout because the blood of Jesus has done it. It is settled. It is finished. It is established in the mighty, glorious, all-powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. O mighty God, the Ancient of Days, the consuming fire, the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, the God who commanded the ravens to feed Elijah, the God who turned five loaves and two fish into an overflowing miracle, the God who makes rivers in the desert and causes manna to fall from heaven, I call upon you today. Arise, O Lord, and show yourself strong. Arise and let the enemies of financial breakthrough be scattered. Arise and let the yoke of poverty be shattered. By the power and the blood of Jesus, I decree and declare, no more lack, no more struggle, no more scarcity. I break every demonic limitation over your finances. I command every evil force standing as a gatekeeper over your wealth to be bound by fire. Every demonic prince of Persia delaying your financial breakthrough, catch fire now in the name of Jesus. Every power sitting on your promotion, be uprooted now. Every altar of poverty speaking against your destiny, be consumed by holy fire. I declare and decree according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to the economy of your country, not according to the limitations of men, but according to his riches in glory. I speak an overflow into your life. I speak abundance into your hands. I speak supernatural wealth into your household. You will not borrow, you will lend, you will not beg, you will give. You will not crawl in lack, you will run in abundance. By the blood of Jesus, I break every generational curse of financial struggle. Every voice of the enemy whispering failure, I silence you now. Every evil decree spoken against your finances, I reverse it by fire. I decree and declare, money will obey you, wealth will locate you, favor will speak for you. O Lord, just as you blessed Abraham and made him exceedingly rich in cattle, silver, and gold, bless your people today. Just as you made Isaac prosper until he became the envy of a whole nation, make your people unstoppable. just as you lifted Joseph from the prison to the palace. Raise up your children. Those who laughed at them will bow before them. Those who mocked them will come back to seek their favor. Every demonic delay, I command you to break now. Every closed door, I command you to open now. Every financial burden, I command you to lift now. I release divine favor upon you, the kind of favor that will cause men to remember you for good, the kind of favor that will put your name in high places, the kind of favor that will make kings call for you. I decree and declare from today, your hands are anointed for wealth. Whatever you touch will prosper. Whatever you start will flourish. Whatever you invest in will multiply. Your business will be too blessed to fail. Your job will be too favored to be terminated. Your destiny helpers will locate you without delay. The blood of Jesus speaks prosperity over you. The blood of Jesus speaks multiplication over you. The blood of Jesus speaks increase over you. You will not struggle to make ends meet. You will not live paycheck to paycheck. You will not labor in vain. You will not toil without results. Now lift your voice and declare, I am prosperous. I am blessed. I am a wealthy nation. I am a kingdom financier. Money serves me. Favor locates me. Doors open for me. I shall never be broke another day in my life. Now shout, shout like the walls of Jericho are coming down. Shout like your breakthrough has arrived. Shout like the heavens are open over you. Shout like your testimony is here. It is done. It is settled. It is established in the mighty, glorious, powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. O powerful, wonder-working blood of Jesus, the blood that destroys the grip of poverty, the blood that washes away every limitation, the blood that speaks deliverance, the blood that breaks chains, the blood that dismantles satanic barriers. I plead the blood right now over every life under the sound of my voice. Heavenly Father, I stand on the covenant of the blood. I stand on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The price has been paid. The debt has been canceled. The curse has been broken. And by the blood of the Lamb, I declare that financial bondage is over. Poverty is over. Struggle is over. Lack is over. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power from the pit of hell that has been swallowing your wealth, every demonic altar where your financial breakthrough has been caged, I command the fire of God to locate them right now. Let those evil altars be shattered. Let those demonic storehouses burst open. I call forth your finances from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Wherever your wealth has been buried, I command it to be released now in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I silence every satanic voice speaking against your destiny. Every voice of failure, shut up. Every voice of debt, shut up. Every voice of stagnation, shut up. Every voice of hardship, shut up. The only voice that will speak in your life from today is the voice of abundance, the voice of favor, the voice of breakthrough, the voice of open doors, the voice of increase. I decree and declare the limitations are broken, the barriers are shattered, the strongholds are destroyed, the chains are falling off right now. I declare a supernatural release of wealth. I declare divine acceleration in your finances. I declare divine connections that will catapult you into prosperity. Oh, by the blood of Jesus, I release a new season over your life, a season of overflow, a season of promotion, a season of supernatural expansion. The Word of God declares in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth. Receive that power right now. Receive the anointing for divine ideas. Receive the grace for business expansion. Receive the favor for open doors. Receive the ability to make money multiply in your hands. From today, wherever you go, favor will follow you. Whatever you touch, prosperity will follow. Whatever you say, blessings will follow. Even in famine, you shall be satisfied. Even in crisis, you shall be lifted. Even when others are cast down, you shall say, there is a lifting up. Oh, the blood of Jesus is opening financial gates. The blood of Jesus is unlocking wealth. The blood of Jesus is securing your prosperity. The blood of Jesus is washing away every debt. The blood of Jesus is fighting every enemy of your breakthrough. Now lift your hands and declare with me, I am covered by the blood. I am free by the blood. I am prosperous by the blood. I am anointed for wealth by the blood. Money serves me. Favor locates me. Breakthrough is my portion. My bank accounts overflow. My hands never run dry. I am a blessing to my generation. I am a kingdom financier. I will never be broke another day in my life in the name of Jesus. Now shout. Shout like chains are breaking. Shout like doors are opening. Shout like your wealth is being released. Shout like the enemy has been defeated. It is done. It is finished. It is established in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Oh, powerful, wonder-working blood of Jesus. The blood that destroys the grip of poverty, the blood that washes away every limitation, the blood that speaks deliverance, the blood that breaks chains, the blood that dismantles satanic barriers. I plead the blood right now over every life under the sound of my voice. Heavenly Father, I stand on the covenant of the blood. I stand on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The price has been paid. The debt has been cancelled. The curse has been broken. And by the blood of the Lamb, I declare that financial bondage is over. Poverty is over, struggle is over, lack is over. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power from the pit of hell that has been swallowing your wealth, every demonic altar where your financial breakthrough has been caged, I command the fire of God to locate them right now. Let those evil altars be shattered. Let those demonic storehouses burst open. I call forth your finances from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, wherever your wealth has been buried. I command it to be released now in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I silence every satanic voice speaking against your destiny. Every voice of failure, shut up. Every voice of debt, shut up. Every voice of stagnation, shut up. Every voice of hardship, shut up. The only voice that will speak in your life from today is the voice of abundance, the voice of favor, the voice of breakthrough, the voice of open doors, the voice of increase. I decree and declare the limitations are broken, the barriers are shattered, the strongholds are destroyed, the chains are falling off right now. I declare a supernatural release of wealth. I declare divine acceleration in your finances. I declare divine connections that will catapult you into prosperity. Oh, by the blood of Jesus, I release a new season over your life, a season of overflow, a season of promotion, a season of supernatural expansion. The word of God declares in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth. Receive that power right now. Receive the anointing for divine ideas. Receive the grace for business expansion. Receive the favor for open doors. Receive the ability to make money multiply in your hands. From today, wherever you go, favor will follow you. Whatever you touch, prosperity will follow. Whatever you say, blessings will follow. Even in famine, you shall be satisfied. Even in crisis, you shall be lifted. Even when others are cast down, you shall say there is a lifting up. Oh, the blood of Jesus is opening financial gates. The blood of Jesus is unlocking wealth. The blood of Jesus is securing your prosperity. The blood of Jesus is washing away every debt. The blood of Jesus is fighting every enemy of your breakthrough. Now lift your hands and declare with me, I am covered by the blood. I am free by the blood. I am prosperous by the blood. I am anointed for wealth by the blood. Money serves me. Favor locates me. Breakthrough is my portion. My bank accounts overflow. My hands never run dry. I am a blessing to my generation. I am a kingdom financier. I will never be broke another day in my life in the name of Jesus. Now shout. Shout like chains are breaking. Shout like doors are opening. Shout like your wealth is being released. Shout like the enemy has been defeated. It is done. It is finished. It is established in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Oh, powerful, wonder-working blood of Jesus. The blood that destroys the grip of poverty, the blood that washes away every limitation, the blood that speaks deliverance, the blood that breaks chains, the blood that dismantles satanic barriers. I plead the blood right now over every life under the sound of my voice. Heavenly Father, I stand on the covenant of the blood. I stand on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The price has been paid. The debt has been cancelled. The curse has been broken. And by the blood of the Lamb, I declare that financial bondage is over. Poverty is over, struggle is over, lack is over. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power from the pit of hell that has been swallowing your wealth, every demonic altar where your financial breakthrough has been caged, I command the fire of God to locate them right now. Let those evil altars be shattered. Let those demonic storehouses burst open. I call forth your finances from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, wherever your wealth has been buried. I command it to be released now in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I silence every satanic voice speaking against your destiny. Every voice of failure, shut up. Every voice of debt, shut up. Every voice of stagnation, shut up. Every voice of hardship, shut up. The only voice that will speak in your life from today is the voice of abundance, the voice of favor, the voice of breakthrough, the voice of open doors, the voice of increase. I decree and declare the limitations are broken, the barriers are shattered, the strongholds are destroyed, the chains are falling. falling off right now. I declare a supernatural release of wealth. I declare divine acceleration in your finances. I declare divine connections that will catapult you into prosperity. Oh, by the blood of Jesus, I release a new season over your life, a season of overflow, a season of promotion, a season of supernatural expansion. The word of God declares in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, "For it is he who gives you the power to get wealth." Receive that power right now. Receive the anointing for divine ideas. Receive the grace for business expansion. Receive the favor for open doors. Receive the ability to make money multiply in your hands. From today, wherever you go, favor will follow you. Whatever you touch, prosperity will follow. Whatever you say, blessings will follow. Even in famine, you shall be satisfied. Even in crisis, you shall be lifted. Even when others are cast down, you shall say there is a lifting up. Oh, the blood of Jesus is opening financial gates. The blood of Jesus is unlocking wealth. The blood of Jesus is securing your prosperity. The blood of Jesus is washing away every debt. The blood of Jesus is fighting every enemy of your breakthrough. Now lift your hands and declare with me, I am covered by the blood. I am free by the blood. I am prosperous by the blood. I am anointed for wealth by the blood. Money serves me. Favor locates me. Breakthrough is my portion. My bank accounts overflow. My hands never run dry. I am a blessing to my generation. I am a kingdom financier. I will never be broke another day in my life in the name of Jesus. Now shout. Shout like chains are breaking. Shout like doors are opening. Shout like your wealth is being released. Shout like the enemy has been defeated. It is done. It is finished. It is established. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Oh, powerful, wonder-working blood of Jesus. The blood that destroys the grip of poverty, the blood that washes away every limitation, the blood that speaks deliverance, the blood that breaks chains, the blood that dismantles satanic barriers. I plead the blood right now over every life under the sound of my voice. Heavenly Father, I stand on the covenant of the blood. I stand on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The price has been paid. The debt has been canceled. The curse has been broken. And by the blood of the Lamb, I declare that financial bondage is over. Poverty is over. Struggle is over. Lack is over. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power from the pit of hell that has been swallowing your wealth, every demonic altar where your financial breakthrough has been caged, I command the fire of God to locate them right now. Let those evil altars be shattered. Let those demonic storehouses burst open. I call forth your finances from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Wherever your wealth has been buried, I command it to be released now in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I silence every satanic voice speaking against your destiny. Every voice of failure, shut up. Every voice of debt, shut up. Every voice of stagnation, shut up. Every voice of hardship, shut up. The only voice that will speak in your life from today is the voice of abundance, the voice of favor, the voice of breakthrough, the voice of open doors, the voice of increase. I decree and declare the limitations are broken, the barriers are shattered, the strongholds are destroyed, the chains are falling off right now. I declare a supernatural release of wealth. I declare divine acceleration in your finances. I declare divine connections that will catapult you into prosperity. Oh, by the blood of Jesus, I release a new season over your life, a season of overflow, a season of promotion, a season of supernatural expansion. The word of God declares in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, "For it is he who gives you the power to get wealth. Receive that power right now. Receive the anointing for divine ideas. Receive the grace for business expansion. Receive the favor for open doors. Receive the ability to make money multiply in your hands. From today, wherever you go, favor will follow you. Whatever you touch, prosperity will follow. Whatever you say, blessings will follow. Even in famine, you shall be satisfied. Even in crisis, you shall be lifted." Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lamb that was slain. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. I call upon the blood. I release the blood. I declare the blood over your life right now, the blood that never fails, the blood that never loses power, the blood that breaks every chain, the blood that shatters every yoke, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. O mighty blood of Jesus, flow like a river right now. Wash away every curse of poverty, wash away every mark of failure, wash away every stain of limitation. Let the blood of Jesus purge your financial destiny, every demonic embargo, every spiritual stronghold, every satanic decree that has been placed over your finances. Let the blood wipe it out right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and decree by the power in the blood. Your hands shall never run dry. Your cup shall overflow. Your bank accounts shall be filled. Your business shall prosper. Your career shall flourish. The works of your hands are anointed for supernatural increase. By the blood of Jesus, I command every demonic devourer that has been stealing your wealth be consumed by fire. Every invisible hand draining your resources wither and die. Every altar where your finances have been sacrificed, I call down holy fire. Be utterly destroyed. Oh, the blood. The blood is speaking on your behalf. The blood is calling forth your increase. The blood is shaking the heavens to pour down blessings upon you. The blood is opening supernatural doors. The blood is causing kings and queens to remember you. The blood is making way for you where there was no way. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 declares, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." I declare, you shall arise. You shall arise in business. You shall arise in wealth. You shall arise in influence. You shall arise in abundance. You shall arise and be a lender and not a borrower. You shall arise and be the head and not the tail. Let the blood of Jesus wipe away every financial reproach, every shame of begging, every shame of lack, every shame of unpaid bills. Let the blood wipe it away. The same blood that lifted Joseph from the prison to the palace, let that blood lift you up. The same blood that broke the chains off Paul and Silas, let that blood break the chains off your life. By the blood I decree open heavens over your finances. By the blood I call forth divine favor. By the blood I release supernatural helpers. By the blood I decree sudden breakthroughs. By the blood I call forth unexpected financial miracles. Now lift your hands and declare with me, I am redeemed by the blood. I am sanctified by the blood. I am prosperous by the blood. I am unstoppable by the blood. Every door is open to me by the blood. Every chain is broken by the blood. My season of abundance has come. I shall never be broke another day in my life in the name of Jesus. Now shout. Shout like your testimony has arrived. Shout like your breakthrough is here. Shout like the heavens are open over you. Shout like you are a multimillionaire in the making. Shout like the enemy has been defeated. It is done. It is sealed. It is established in the matchless, powerful, glorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lamb that was slain. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. I call upon the blood. I release the blood. I declare the blood over your life right now. The blood that never fails. The blood that never loses power. The blood that breaks every chain. The blood that shatters every yoke. The blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, mighty blood of Jesus, flow like a river right now. Wash away every curse of poverty. Wash away every mark of failure. Wash away every stain of limitation. Let the blood of Jesus purge your financial destiny, every demonic embargo, every spiritual stronghold, every satanic decree that has been placed over your finances. Let the blood wipe it out right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and decree, by the power in the blood, your hands shall never run dry. Your cup shall overflow. Your bank account shall be filled. Your business shall prosper. Your career shall flourish. The works of your hands are anointed for supernatural increase. By the blood of Jesus, I command every demonic devourer that has been stealing your wealth be consumed by fire.
Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lamb that was slain. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. I call upon the blood. I release the blood. I declare the blood over your life right now. The blood that never fails. The blood that never loses power. The blood that breaks every chain. The blood that shatters every yoke. The blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, mighty blood of Jesus, flow like a river right now. Wash away every curse of poverty. Wash away every mark of failure. Wash away every stain of limitation. Let the blood of Jesus purge your financial destiny, every demonic embargo, every spiritual stronghold, every satanic decree that has been placed over your finances. Let the blood wipe it out right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and decree, by the power in the blood, your hands shall never run dry. Your cup shall overflow. Your bank account shall be filled. Your business shall prosper. Your career shall flourish.
Oh, glorious blood of Jesus, the blood that cannot be resisted, the blood that Satan cannot contend with, the blood that covers, heals, restores, and multiplies, the blood that is alive and speaking right now. I call upon the blood. I release the blood. I declare the blood of Jesus over your life, over your hands, over your finances, over your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, every financial chain break by the blood, every curse of poverty destroyed by the blood, every spirit of lack drowned in the blood, every delay overcome by the blood, every closed door open by the blood. Father, your word says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 that we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of your dear Son. Right now, I declare that every person under the sound of my voice has been delivered from the kingdom of poverty. They have been delivered from financial shame. They have been delivered from the cycle of lack and struggle. By the blood, they have been transferred into the kingdom of supernatural abundance, the kingdom of divine provision, the kingdom of more than enough, the blood of Jesus. Let it speak against every financial devourer. Let it speak against every spiritual embargo. Let it speak against every demonic delay. Let it speak against every power holding back your financial release. I command every padlock that has been used to lock up your wealth, break by the blood. Every demonic contract, every satanic covenant that has tied you to financial dryness, be nullified by the blood. I stand on Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14, which declares that the blood of Jesus purges our conscience from dead works. Right now I decree that your mind is purged from every limiting belief. Your mind is purged from the mentality of poverty. Your mind is purged from fear, from doubt, from lack. By the blood of Jesus, I activate new ideas in your spirit. I activate supernatural strategies. I activate divine insights. You shall think like a kingdom financier. You shall think like a wealth builder. You shall think like a prosperity carrier. Your hands shall touch wealth. Your hands shall multiply money. Your hands shall handle millions. The blood, oh, the blood, it is moving through generations. It is rewriting family histories. It is canceling every inherited curse. It is destroying every ancestral limitation. You are not your parents. You are not your forefathers. You are not a victim of your bloodline. Your story changes today. By the blood of Jesus, you will own properties. You will build businesses. You will become a generational blessing. You will fund kingdom projects. You will finance the gospel. The blood, I see the blood washing away every trace of struggle. I see the blood lifting you into a new realm of wealth. I see the blood making a way for you where there was no way. Now lift your hands and declare, I am prosperous by the blood. I am unstoppable by the blood. I am favored by the blood. I am wealthy by the blood. Every door is open to me by the blood. Every limitation is broken by the blood. My season of overflow is here. I shall never be broke another day in my life in the name of Jesus. Now shout, shout like you've entered your next level. Shout like your millions have been released. Shout like the heavens have opened over you. Shout like the enemy has been defeated. It is done. It is established. It is sealed in the powerful, glorious, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, the blood that never loses its power, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, the blood that covers, the blood that restores, the blood that lifts. I call on that blood right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over every bank account, every business, every investment, every job, every source of income, every opportunity, every door that must open. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus intervene. Every demonic hand blocking your prosperity, catch fire by the blood. Every satanic cage holding your breakthrough, be shattered by the blood. Every evil network working against your finances, be destroyed by the blood. My God, I see angels moving. I see financial chains breaking. I see contracts being signed. I see jobs being released. I see debts being cancelled. I see new streams of income opening. I see favors being poured out like a mighty rain. The blood of Jesus. Everywhere your name has been rejected, the blood of Jesus is going before you. Everywhere your applications have been denied, the blood of Jesus is making a way. Everywhere your business has been overlooked, the blood of Jesus is speaking on your behalf. By the power in the blood, I declare, you shall never beg again. You shall never struggle again. You shall never be a victim of financial shame again. Father, your word says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Right now, I declare that your children have overcome poverty. They have overcome financial struggles. They have overcome lack. They have overcome limitation. I call forth supernatural clients, supernatural deals, supernatural promotions, supernatural gifts, supernatural multiplication. Money is coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Money is locating you. Financial favor is locating you. Prosperity is locating you. Everywhere you were forgotten, you shall be remembered. Everywhere you were ignored, you shall be celebrated. Everywhere you were rejected, you shall be accepted. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to every wallet, every purse, every account. Receive the power to grow. Receive the power to multiply. Receive the power to never run dry. I decree and declare, from today, you shall lend to nations. From today, you shall be a blessing to others. From today, your hands shall touch wealth and your heart shall remain humble before the Lord. Lift up your hands and shout, the blood of Jesus is speaking for me. The blood of Jesus has given me victory. The blood of Jesus has opened my doors. The blood of Jesus has made me a wealthy kingdom financier. In the name of Jesus, it is done. It is established. It cannot be reversed. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. I feel a shift in the spirit. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus. Listen to me, child of God. The enemy thought he could keep you in bondage. He thought he could chain your finances, your health, your family, your destiny, but he made a terrible mistake. Why? Because the blood of Jesus is speaking for you right now. The blood speaks freedom. The blood speaks deliverance. The blood speaks abundance. The blood speaks restoration. The blood speaks favor. The blood speaks breakthrough. Every evil altar that has your name on it, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic agreement against your life, be canceled by the blood. Every hex, curse, Oregon spell spoken over your destiny, back to sender in the name of Jesus. Listen, the blood of Jesus does not negotiate with the enemy. It destroys his works. The blood is your legal right to claim every promise God has given you. I hear the Spirit of God saying, restoration. For every year the enemy has stolen from you, get ready for a divine payback. For every opportunity you lost, for every tear you cried, for every night you suffered in silence, the blood of Jesus is bringing back what is yours. Joel 2:25-26 declares, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. My people shall never be ashamed. I prophesy, every shame in your life turns to glory. Every rejection becomes divine acceptance. Every setback becomes a setup for a miracle. Lift your hands and declare with me, I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Every battle against me is already won. Every delay in my life breaks now. Financial testimonies will locate me. Doors will open for me suddenly. I will not be denied. I will not be delayed. I will not be destroyed. I am walking into my promised land. I see chains breaking. I see closed doors opening. I see angels moving. The blood of Jesus is fighting for you right now. I prophesy, your testimony is here, your breakthrough is here, your time is now. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. The blood of Jesus is moving, shifting, rearranging your destiny right now. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, the blood of Jesus does not only wash away sins, it breaks financial chains. The blood of Jesus is the seal of your covenant prosperity. Satan cannot contest it. Poverty cannot fight it. Demonic opposition cannot stop it. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 declares, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Did you hear that? Jesus paid the price so that you would never struggle financially again. His blood purchased your wealth. His blood purchased your breakthrough. His blood opened the doors of heaven over your life. I stand on the authority of the blood and I prophesy, money will look for you. Financial breakthroughs will locate you. Debts will be canceled in Jesus' name. Every closed door will burst open. Customers, contracts, and divine business opportunities will chase you down. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 declares, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth. Receive the power to get wealth right now in the name of Jesus. Every financial curse, every spirit of lack, every chain of struggle that has held you captive, I break it by the blood of Jesus. Where others struggle, you will prosper. Where others beg, you will lend. Where others fail, you will rise. Where others are rejected, you will be accepted. Oh Lord, let the windows of heaven open over your children. Let the winds of financial favor blow into their homes. Let the rivers of supernatural wealth flow into their hands. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 declares, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Get ready for overflow. Get ready for more than enough. Get ready for the supernatural. Right now, I call forth miracle money. I call forth increase. I call forth promotions. I call forth unexpected breakthroughs. I call forth financial testimonies. Lift your hands and declare, I am a child of God. Prosperity is my birthright. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. No financial curse can touch me. I am a kingdom financier. Money flows to me freely. I will lend to nations and not borrow. I will walk in wealth, favor, and abundance. Angels are moving right now. Financial doors are opening. Your miracle is here. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is done. It is sealed. It cannot be reversed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory. I feel the fire of God moving. I feel yokes breaking. I feel chains shattering. The blood of Jesus is working. The blood of Jesus is speaking. The blood of Jesus is bringing you into a new dimension of prosperity. Listen to me. Poverty is not your portion. Lack is not your destiny. Struggle is not your future. By the blood of Jesus, you are walking into a land of more than enough. Psalm chapter 23, verse 5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Get ready for overflow. Get ready for more than enough. Get ready for supernatural financial release. The blood of Jesus cancels every financial curse. The blood of Jesus breaks every chain of poverty. The blood of Jesus opens the gates of abundance. The blood of Jesus commands wealth into your hands. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 declares, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I prophesy, money will never be your problem again. I prophesy, you will have more than enough to bless others. I prophesy, every financial struggle ends today. Listen, the blood of Jesus has made you a covenant child of prosperity. Lift your hands and declare, I am a kingdom financier. I walk in wealth and abundance. I am covered by the blood. Every curse of lack is broken. My hands are blessed. Whatever I touch will prosper. I will not lack. I will not beg. I will not struggle. The blood is working. The blood is moving. The blood is fighting for you. I see debts being cancelled. I see business doors opening. I see bank accounts filling up. I see divine connections locating you. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus, it is done. It is sealed. It is established in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus. Oh, I feel the power of God moving. I feel the rain of abundance falling. The blood of Jesus is speaking on your behalf right now. Yes. The blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel is speaking prosperity, favor, and supernatural financial breakthrough over your life. Listen to me. You were not created to live in financial struggle. You were not designed for lack. You were not born to beg. You are a child of the King, and a child of the King lacks nothing. Psalm chapter 34, verse 10 declares, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. You shall not lack. You shall not lack. You shall not lack. Every demon of poverty that has been holding your destiny hostage, I command it to let you go now by the power of the blood of Jesus. Every financial gate that has been shut against you, by the blood of Jesus, I command it to open now. Where others struggle, you shall prosper. Where others see failure, you shall see favor. Where others are turned away, you shall be welcomed in. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 declares, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. Tonight, I declare, receive the power to get wealth. Receive the grace to prosper. Receive the anointing for financial dominion. Lift your hands and declare with fire, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I am a financial testimony. I am a wealthy kingdom builder. I will not be limited. I will not be delayed. I will not be denied. I hear the sound of abundance. I see promotions being released. I see bank accounts multiplying. I see supernatural increase coming to you now. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus, it is done. It is established. It is sealed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Someone lift your voice and shout, the blood of Jesus. I feel the atmosphere shifting. I feel the heavens opening. I feel the release of divine treasures. The blood of Jesus is moving in your finances right now. The blood of Jesus is crushing every barrier between you and your breakthrough. Listen to me. You are not meant to struggle. You are not meant to beg. You are not meant to live in defeat. By the power of the blood, you are walking into a season of unlimited provision. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I declare, you shall have all sufficiency, you shall lack nothing, you shall walk in overflow. Every demonic cage holding your finances captive, I break it now by the blood of Jesus. Every satanic blockage on your path to prosperity, I remove it now by the blood of Jesus. Every curse of generational poverty, I cancel it now by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks prosperity. The blood of Jesus speaks breakthrough. The blood of Jesus speaks financial dominion. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. I speak the blessing of the Lord over your life. I declare no more sorrow in your finances, no more struggle, no more setbacks.
Lift your hands and declare with fire, I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I walk in supernatural wealth. I am a carrier of divine favor. I will lend to nations and never borrow. I am a blessing to my generation. I see contracts being signed. I see bank accounts multiplying. I see new opportunities locating you. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus, it is done. It is established. It is sealed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost moving right now. Somebody shout, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious blood of Jesus, blood that cannot be contained, blood that breaks every curse, blood that tears down strongholds, blood that wipes away every debt, physical and spiritual. Right now I declare in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus eradicate every financial embargo placed upon your life. Every generational spirit of lack and struggle, you are terminated by the blood. Every satanic system designed to keep you in poverty, catch fire by the blood. I speak to every hidden treasure, every stolen blessing, every financial miracle that the enemy has held hostage, be released by the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, enough is enough. The days of scarcity are over. The days of living from paycheck to paycheck are over. The days of fear and worry about tomorrow are over because the blood has paid it all. Listen to me, you demonic forces. You can no longer touch the children of God. The blood of Jesus is a wall of fire around them. Wherever you stole from them, you must restore sevenfold. Whatever you blocked, you must now release in full. Lift your hands and declare, I am a covenant child of God. The blood of Jesus has purchased my prosperity. I am not a beggar. I am a kingdom financier. I will lend and not borrow. The works of my hands are blessed. Money will look for me. Favor will look for me. Opportunities will look for me. Everywhere I step, the blessing of God will follow me. Yes, yes, yes. I see chains falling. I see closed doors bursting open. I see angels rushing to release your harvest. The blood of Jesus is speaking for you right now. Oh Lord, let there be a divine wealth transfer. Your word declares in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Father, let the financial resources of the ungodly be repositioned into the hands of your children. Let divine connections, uncommon breakthroughs, and unexpected increase be their portion in the name of Jesus. Testimonies will locate you. Unexpected money will find you. You will hear good news. The power of the blood will show forth in your finances. Oh, somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. It is done. It is sealed. It cannot be reversed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Child of God, this is the hour of divine reversal, supernatural wealth transfer, and financial restoration. Every satanic force that has been sitting on your prosperity, every demonic gatekeeper blocking your financial breakthrough, today is your day of freedom. The blood of Jesus is speaking for you right now. Shout, the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks louder than poverty. The Word of God declares in Hebrews 12:24 that the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. While the blood of Abel cried out for vengeance, the blood of Jesus cries out for mercy, restoration, and divine favor. Right now I declare over your life, every financial curse in your bloodline is broken. Every generational spirit of lack and debt is destroyed. Every satanic embargo placed on your finances is lifted. The chains of financial oppression are shattered. The enemy must pay back seven times. Proverbs 6:31 declares that when the thief is caught, he must restore sevenfold. Satan has been stealing from you for years, stealing your time, your resources, your opportunities, your promotions. But today, under the authority of the blood, I command a sevenfold restoration. Say this out loud. I am a child of God. The devil can no longer steal from me. Every stolen opportunity be restored. Every hindered promotion be released. Every delayed blessing manifest now. Your season of financial captivity is over. The children of Israel were enslaved in Egypt for 430 years. They worked tirelessly, but their labor was in vain. However, when the appointed time came, God brought them out with silver and gold. Psalm 105:37 says, He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. I prophesy over you right now. You will not leave this season empty-handed. What took others 10 years to achieve, you will achieve in months. Your hands will handle wealth that your ancestors never saw. God is raising you as a financial pillar in your family. The same God that transferred the wealth of Egypt to the Israelites will transfer wealth into your hands. Contracts, business deals, divine ideas, and supernatural favor are about to locate you. Your hands will never lack money again. Angels of prosperity are being released. Do you know that angels are assigned to bring financial breakthroughs? Psalm 103:20 declares that the angels of God excel in strength and obey His commandments. Right now I release angelic forces to bring your financial testimony. I declare, angels of wealth, go forth and bring financial increase. Angels of favor, open doors that no man can shut. Angels of provision, locate every financial need and meet it now. The enemy may try to resist, but he cannot withstand the power of the blood. The angels assigned to your destiny will not return empty-handed. Every divine connection, every lost opportunity, every pending breakthrough, let it manifest now. Beloved, many people desire financial breakthroughs, but few understand the spiritual principles that govern wealth in the kingdom of God. The world teaches greed, corruption, and selfishness, but God's system is different. You must seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33 declares, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Child of God, when you prioritize the work of the Lord, you position yourself for divine abundance. Those who put God first never lack. You must honor God with your finances. Proverbs 3:9-10 says, "Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine." Tithing, offering, sowing into the kingdom, these are not expenses. They are divine investments. The enemy wants you to hold on to what you have, but when you release it, you activate a supernatural harvest. You must command your finances daily. As believers, you must learn to speak life over their money. Your words have power. Stop saying, "I'm always broke," or "money never stays in my hands." Instead, say, "Money flows to me continuously. I am a kingdom financier. I will lend and not borrow. The work of my hands is blessed." The Spirit of the Lord says, "There will be a financial shift in the lives of my children. Debts will be canceled, unexpected money will come, and new opportunities will arise. My blood has already secured their victory." Declare this aloud. "I will receive a financial miracle. A door of supernatural increase will open. The blood of Jesus will speak on my behalf. Oh, glory to God." Somebody shout, "Hallelujah, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I lift up every person listening to this prayer right now. Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. I stand on the power of your word and I activate supernatural breakthroughs over their lives. Right now, in Jesus' name, I cancel every spirit of lack and poverty. I break every financial curse in their bloodline. I release supernatural favor over their jobs and businesses. I declare divine connections that will elevate their income. I call forth a financial overflow that cannot be stopped. Oh Lord, let there be a divine wealth transfer. Just as you blessed Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, bless your children today. Let there be testimonies upon testimonies. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus and I decree and declare it is done. It is established. It is manifested in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout, "The blood of Jesus." I feel the fire. I feel heaven responding. I feel chains breaking. I feel doors swinging open. The blood of Jesus is shifting your financial destiny right now. Listen to me. Lack is not your portion. Struggle is not your name. Poverty is not your identity. The blood of Jesus has paid the price for your financial dominion. You shall prosper. You shall rise. You shall walk in wealth. Exodus chapter 12, verse 36 declares, "And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they gave them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians." Hear me, child of God, there is a wealth transfer coming. Just like the children of Israel left Egypt loaded with gold and silver, you're leaving every season of financial struggle with your hands full. You are walking out of debt. You are walking out of lack. You are walking out of limitation. The blood of Jesus is your guarantee. The blood of Jesus is your access pass. The blood of Jesus has paid the full price for your financial freedom. I decree, your season of empty pockets is over. Your season of financial embarrassment is over. Your season of struggling to make ends meet is over. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12 declares, "The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of His bounty, to send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none." I prophesy, the heavens over your life are open. Money will meet money in your hands. The work of your hands is blessed. Opportunities will locate you. Destiny helpers will find you. Contracts will be signed in your favor. Business deals will come to you. Listen to me. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than failure. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than bankruptcy. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than poverty. Job chapter 22 verse 28 says, "You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established for you." Right now, I decree and declare, your name shall be mentioned in rooms of greatness. Your hands shall touch wealth. Your business shall expand to nations. Your accounts shall overflow with abundance. Your struggle is over. Your tears are over. Your season of harvest has come. I cancel every satanic hand blocking your prosperity. I tear down every demonic altar fighting your finances. I break every chain of financial curses in your bloodline. In the name of Jesus, be free. Psalm chapter 112 verse 3 declares, "Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever." I prophesy, your house shall be filled with wealth. Your name shall be associated with riches. Your generation shall never know poverty. Lift your hands and declare with fire, "By the blood of Jesus, I am a wealthy kingdom financier. By the blood of Jesus, I have access to unlimited resources. By the blood of Jesus, money flows into my hands effortlessly. By the blood of Jesus, I will never be broke another day in my life. By the blood of Jesus, my family is established in prosperity. Oh, I see promotions being released. I see business doors opening. I see financial miracles happening. This is your season of abundance." Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22 says, "The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous." I declare, the wealth of the nations is locating you. Money from the north, south, east, and west shall find you. Financial testimonies shall be your portion. Somebody shout, "The blood of Jesus, it is done, it is established. It is sealed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen." Listen to me, child of God. The struggle is over. The battle is won. The chains are broken. The blood of Jesus has already settled your case. What heaven has declared, no demon can undo. What the blood has sealed, no power can reverse. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 declares, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." You will overcome. You will not bow to financial shame. You will not beg to survive. You will not watch others rise while you remain stuck. The same God who lifted Joseph from the pit to the palace is lifting you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I activate the power of the blood over every financial delay, every setback, every stagnation. Let the floodgates of wealth open. Let every door that was once closed burst open. Let the rivers of supernatural provision flow without limit. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 11 says, "Your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto you the wealth of the nations." I prophesy, your gates are open. Opportunities will find you. Contracts will be signed in your favor. Unexpected wealth will flow into your hands. Every place your foot steps, you will dominate financially. No more delays, no more denials, no more disappointments. I come against every spirit of financial failure. I rebuke every devourer eating up your harvest. The blood of Jesus silences every evil voice speaking poverty over your life. The curses of your ancestors will not stop your financial expansion. The mistakes of your past will not keep you in bondage. Who said you will struggle? Who said you will never rise? Who said money will always be scarce? I cancel that evil decree by the blood of Jesus. You are meant to prosper. You are meant to inherit the wealth of nations. You are meant to walk in financial glory. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth." I declare, the power to get wealth is resting on you now. Business ideas will flow effortlessly. Customers and clients will come without struggle. Your career will advance with speed. Money will come to you from the north, south, east, and west. Whatever you touch shall multiply. Whatever you invest in shall prosper. I see the oil of financial favor being poured out on you. Contracts that were denied are being approved. Bank accounts that were empty are being filled. Jobs that seemed impossible are locating you now. Psalm chapter 23 verse 5 declares, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." I decree, your cup shall overflow. Money will not just come, it will come in abundance. You will not just pay your bills, you will bless others. You will not just have enough, you will have more than enough. Say it with fire. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I am a magnet for financial breakthroughs. I walk in unlimited provision. I am a kingdom wealth distributor. I will never be broke another day in my life. Oh, I see divine promotion coming. I see strategic connections being made. I see miraculous transactions taking place. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus, it is done. It is established. It is sealed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in the atmosphere. The winds of change are blowing. The heavens are shifting. The blood of Jesus is moving through every locked vault, every hidden treasure, every financial barrier. Something is about to break. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 declares, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Child of God, hear me. If the silver belongs to God, if the gold belongs to God, why should you lack? Why should you struggle? Why should you live hand to mouth? That devil is a liar. You were born to walk in prosperity. You were born to swim in abundance. Right now, I command money to locate you. I command opportunities to find you. I command financial breakthroughs to chase you down. Where others struggle, you will excel. Where others fail, you will prosper. Where others cry, you will testify. Psalm chapter 84, verse 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. I prophesy. Nothing shall be withheld from you. No contract shall be denied. No promotion shall be delayed. No blessing shall be blocked. Everything that belongs to you by divine right, it must be released now. I hear the sound of financial testimonies, money coming where money has never been, business rising from the dust into greatness, houses being purchased, land being acquired, debts being cancelled. Who told you you'll be broke forever? I cancel that lie. Who told you your business will never grow? I shut that voice down. Who said you'll struggle all your life? I plead the blood of Jesus against that evil report. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 3 declares, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. I declare, your hidden treasures are being released. Money that was stuck in the system, it is released. Funds that were delayed, it is released. Clients that were confused, it is released. Say it with fire. I am a financial giant. I am an atmosphere for prosperity. Money finds me easily. Wealth flows to me like a river. I am drenched in supernatural favor. Oh, I feel something shifting. I see angels moving. I see bank accounts rising. I see hidden riches being transferred into your hands. Get ready. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus. It is done. It is sealed. It is unstoppable. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. O Lord my God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who owns the silver and the gold, the God who makes the poor rich and lifts the needy from the dust, today I stand before you on behalf of your children. Father, hear my cry. Answer by fire. Look at your people, Lord. They have labored and toiled. They have tried and failed. They have knocked on doors, but many have remained shut. They have prayed, but the answers seem delayed. But today, O God, I stand in the gap and plead the blood of Jesus over their finances. Father, you are the great provider. The one who feeds the birds of the air and clothes the lilies of the field. Are your children not worth more than these? Lord, open the floodgates of heaven. Let financial breakthroughs rain down upon them. I cry out for their deliverance. O God, break the chains of financial bondage. Uproot the spirit of lack and scarcity. Cancel every debt that is weighing them down. Restore every lost opportunity, every stolen blessing, every delayed promise. Lord, you said you are our shepherd. We shall not want. But many of your children have been in want for too long. Enough is enough. Arise, Jehovah Jireh, and let their finances be restored. Let new doors open for them. Let businesses rise. Let contracts be signed. Let properties be acquired. Father, some of them have been rejected too many times. Some have labored without results. Some have watched others prosper while they remain stuck. But today I cry out, no more stagnation, no more rejection, no more delay. I call forth wealth from the north, south, east, and west. Unexpected money will locate them. Their bank accounts will overflow. Divine helpers will arise to bless them. Every barren business will become fruitful. Father, remember the works of their hands. Remember their sacrifices. Remember their faithfulness. O Lord, do not be silent. Speak for them in boardrooms. Speak for them in high places. Speak for them where their names have been mentioned. O God, do not pass them by. Let testimonies arise. Let praises fill their mouths. Let them dance for joy as they receive financial miracles. I seal these prayers in the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks better things, the blood that cancels debt, the blood that commands increase, the blood that destroys poverty. Father, it is done. I thank you for answering in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Wherever you are right now, lift your hands and shout, the blood of Jesus. Let the heavens hear you. Let the earth hear you. Let poverty hear you and flee. The blood is speaking. The blood is calling your finances out of captivity. The blood is tearing down the walls that have blocked your prosperity. I plead the blood. Over your hands, they will never lack money again. Over your business, it will flourish like never before. Over your job, promotion is coming now. Over your debts, they are being cancelled. Over your destiny, no more financial dryness, only overflow. Right now, I command every evil power sitting on your wealth, blood of Jesus, wipe them out. Every force that has been stealing your money, blood of Jesus, destroy them. Every delay, every rejection, every closed door, by the blood, I force them open. I speak to your finances, money, hear my voice, find me now. Breakthroughs, locate me now. Wealth, pour into my life now. I am marked for prosperity. I don't care what the economy says. I don't care what your bank account says. I don't care what people say. The blood of Jesus has made you too anointed to be broke, too favored to struggle, too blessed to beg. Today, I declare, your money will not disappear mysteriously. Your efforts will not be wasted. Every business idea in you will explode into success. Your financial story is changing. Right now, I see it. I feel it. Your testimony is loading. If you believe it, shout the blood of Jesus. Let the earth shake with your declaration. Let the spirit of poverty tremble and flee. It is done. It is settled. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen.
Listen to me, child of God. You are not ordinary. You are not designed for lack. You are not destined for struggle. The blood of Jesus has rewritten your financial story. The blood of Jesus has positioned you for supernatural wealth. The blood of Jesus has secured your place among the prosperous. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. 14 declares, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Did you hear that? You have been translated, moved out of lack, moved out of financial bondage, moved out of the land of not enough. You now dwell in the kingdom of abundance, the land of more than enough, the realm of limitless provision. Right now, I command every force of darkness resisting your financial expansion to be destroyed by the blood, every demonic embargo on your money lifted by the blood, every evil altar speaking poverty over your life silenced by the blood, every limitation placed on your finances broken by the blood. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 declares, But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I speak to your life. Your needs are met. Your storehouses are full. Your bank accounts will overflow. Your investments will multiply. The resources of heaven are backing your prosperity. Lay hands on your head and declare, I am a carrier of wealth. I walk in unstoppable provision. I am a financial territory taker. Money seeks me. Money finds me. Money stays with me. The blood of Jesus has sanctified my hands for wealth. I see money moving. I see promotions happening. I see financial ideas exploding. I see someone testifying within 24 hours. Job chapter 22, verse 28 says, You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. I decree and declare, your financial status is changing. Your season of struggle is over. Your testimony is loading. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus, it is done, sealed by the blood in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. O Father in heaven, the one who owns all riches and glory, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the mighty provider, today I come before you, standing in the gap for your children. I lift up their names before your holy throne and plead the blood of Jesus over their finances. Father, you have never failed. You are the God of divine provision. You made a way for Elijah in the famine. You fed the 5,000 with just a few loaves and fish. You turned water into wine. You are the God of abundance, and I call upon you now, Heavenly Father, release wealth upon your children. Break every financial curse. Destroy every spirit of poverty. Let supernatural money flow into their hands. Let every empty pocket be filled with divine provision. Lord, there are those who wake up early and sleep late, yet they struggle to make ends meet. There are those who have worked hard, but their efforts have been in vain. There are those who have sown seeds, but they have not yet reaped a harvest. Today, Lord, let the heavens open, let their harvest come, let their reward manifest. Father, I command a shift in their finances. Every contract that has been delayed, let it be released. Every payment that has been held back, let it be paid now. Every promotion that was stolen, let it be restored. Every opportunity that was lost, let it return sevenfold. Oh God, I call upon divine helpers to locate your children, the destiny helpers who will open doors for them, the business partners who will push them to success, the investors who will fund their visions.
Father, bring the right people into their lives and remove every financial blocker. Lord, multiply what is in their hands. Let small businesses become big corporations. Let little savings turn into wealth. Let debts be cancelled supernaturally. Let unexpected money find them before the weekends. I see bank accounts increasing. I see miracle checks appearing. I see houses being purchased. I see cars being paid off. I see debts disappearing. Father, I decree and declare your children will never lack again. From today, they will walk in divine abundance. They will eat in plenty. They will lend to nations and borrow from none. They will enjoy wealth and not struggle for it. I plead the blood of Jesus over their financial destiny. Let every chain of financial bondage break. Let every evil hand stealing their wealth wither. Let every plan of the enemy to keep them poor fail. Lord, I thank you because it is done. Wealth is released. Abundance is flowing. Miracles are happening and your name will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name it is established. Amen, amen, amen. Wherever you are, lift up your hands, open your mouth and declare, I am a child of God. I am too blessed to be broke. I am too favored to struggle. My wealth is released now. The blood of Jesus is speaking. It is speaking prosperity over you. It is speaking overflow into your hands. It is speaking abundance into your household. I stand as a prophet of God and I command every chain of financial limitation to break right now. Whatever has been holding your wealth in captivity, I release the blood of Jesus against it. Listen to me. Every unpaid debt that has stressed you, I wipe it out by the blood. Every opportunity that slipped through your fingers, I recover it by the blood. Every financial stagnation that has delayed you, I break it by the blood. Right now, I speak to your bank account. Receive supernatural deposits. Receive miracle money. Receive financial breakthrough. Receive divine favor that attracts wealth. I command divine helpers to locate you. I command unexpected promotions to come your way. I command business doors to open that no man can shut. Today, I cancel every financial curse over your life. You will not work like an elephant and eat like an ant. You will not struggle to pay your bills. You will not live in lack while others enjoy abundance. From this day forward, your hands will never be empty. Where others see failure, you will see success. Where others see closed doors, you will see open heavens. Where others struggle, you will prosper effortlessly. I see it, I feel it, I believe it. Your financial miracle is happening now. If you believe, shout the blood of Jesus. Three times, it is done, it is established. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Wherever you are, lift up your hands and declare, I am a money magnet. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24 says, the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. What is the blood saying right now? The blood of Jesus is speaking over your finances. The blood is calling your wealth out of captivity. The blood is summoning your prosperity. The blood is commanding money to find you. Heaven has spoken. Who can stop it? Listen to me. Money has ears. Opportunities have ears. Wealth has ears. Success has ears. Right now I command money, hear my voice. Come to me now. Business contracts, hear my voice. Manifest now. Promotion, hear my voice. Locate me now. Clients, investors, doors of favor, open now. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. I stand on this word and declare, you will not be a borrower. You will be a lender. You will not be a beggar. You will be a distributor of wealth. Your bank account will not be empty. It will be full and overflowing. Angels of wealth, where are you? I dispatch you now. Go to the north, the south, the east, the west. Locate my name. Locate my family. Locate my business. Bring the hidden riches. Bring the unexpected windfalls. I am ready to receive. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 5 declares, the wealth of the nations shall come to you. The wealth of the nations is coming into your hands. Unexpected bank alerts are coming. Money trapped in the system is being released. A financial overflow is breaking loose in your life. Lay your hands on your wallet and declare, my wallet is too anointed to be empty. My bank account is too blessed to run dry. My pockets will never lack money again. The blood of Jesus marks me for financial favor. I see it. I feel it. I know it. The floodgates of wealth have opened over you. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus. It is done. It is settled. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Mighty God, everlasting Father, the one who sits upon the throne, the ruler of all things. Today, I stand as an intercessor for your children, crying out for a supernatural shift in their finances. Lord,
You said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So today, I call forth their portion. Let the wealth that belongs to them be released. Father, I lift up every person under the sound of my voice who has been struggling, who has been in lack, who has been suffocating under the weight of debt, who has been battling financial disappointments. Today, I plead the blood of Jesus over their finances. Let the blood of Jesus speak prosperity. Let the blood of Jesus silence every voice of poverty. Let the blood of Jesus cancel every financial curse. Father, break every financial chain, every generational curse of poverty be broken, every demonic embargo on their money catch fire, every stagnation in their business end today, every job rejection turn into an acceptance letter. Oh Lord, open the financial gates that have been locked. Remove every spiritual blockage. Let their names be remembered for favor. Let their applications be approved. Let their businesses be noticed. Let their bank accounts overflow. I call forth financial miracles right now. Unexpected checks appear, new streams of income open, supernatural provision manifest, debt cancellation happen. Father, send financial helpers, send investors, send divine partnerships, send opportunities that will turn their lives around. Lord, let their bank balances move from empty to overflowing. Let them rise from borrowers to lenders. Let them testify of your goodness. Lord, multiply the work of their hands. What was once little, let it become much. What was once delayed, let it be accelerated. What was once denied, let it be granted. What was once lost, let it be restored sevenfold. Father, you are the God who gives power to create wealth. I declare and decree that your children shall prosper. They shall rise above financial struggles. They shall break free from financial limitations. From today, they shall live in abundance, in overflow, in supernatural provision. I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. No more financial lack, no more struggling to make ends meet, no more begging. From today, wealth will locate them, doors will open, and favor will follow them. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen, amen, amen. Wherever you are, raise your hands and shout, enough is enough. My finances are free by the blood of Jesus. Today, I speak to every financial battle in your life. It ends now. I don't care how long you've struggled. I don't care how many times you've tried and failed. The blood of Jesus is a covenant, and that covenant says you shall lack nothing. Every spirit of financial dryness catch fire. Every devourer swallowing your profits be destroyed. Every cycle of just enough turn into more than enough. Every rejection letter turn into an acceptance letter. I call forth your financial breakthrough. Money that belongs to you come to you now. Clients that need your business find you now. Supernatural wealth locate you now. Hidden treasures and opportunities be unlocked now. The blood of Jesus is speaking in the spirit realm. Your name is being mentioned in high places. Your business is being remembered for favor. Your ideas are being divinely backed. Your hands are being anointed for prosperity. Today, I cancel every financial struggle from your bloodline. You will not suffer like your parents suffered. You will not repeat the financial failures of your ancestors. You will not live under generational poverty. From this day forward, you will prosper. Your wallet will never be empty. Your investments will multiply. Your name will be associated with wealth and favor. I see promotions. I see new jobs. I see unexpected checks. I see contracts being signed. If you believe this prophecy, shout, the blood of Jesus, 7 times. It is done. It is manifesting. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Wherever you are, lift up your hands and declare, I am covered by the blood. My finances are covered by the blood. My destiny is covered by the blood. I stand on the word of God and I plead the blood of Jesus over you now. I plead the blood over your mind. No more poverty mindset. I plead the blood over your hands. Whatever you touch shall prosper. I plead the blood over your business. Every stagnation is broken. I plead the blood over your finances. No more lack, no more scarcity. Blood of Jesus, speak for them. Where money has been blocked, unblock it now. Where doors have been shut, open them now. Where opportunities have been delayed, release them now. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will come near you. I declare, no financial curse will touch you. No spirit of lack will come near you. No devourer will swallow your wealth. The blood of Jesus is your divine shield. Lay your hand on your head and declare, the blood of Jesus flows through my life. The blood of Jesus cancels every financial struggle. The blood of Jesus redeems my money from the enemy. The blood of Jesus establishes my prosperity. I decree, the blood of Jesus marks you for supernatural favor. Banks will approve you. Investors will find you. Clients will chase you. Debts will be erased. The blood of Jesus guarantees your financial freedom. Joel chapter 2 verse 25 says,
I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. Everything you lost shall be restored. Your stolen money, your wasted opportunities, your lost investments, by the blood they shall return to you sevenfold. The blood of Jesus has settled it. No demon can contest it. No power can resist it. No force can overturn it. Somebody shout, the blood of Jesus, it is done. It is sealed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. And O mighty God, King of glory, the Alpha and the Omega, the one whose power knows no limits, the one who owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Today I lift up my voice on behalf of your children and I plead the blood of Jesus over their finances. The blood of Jesus is not ordinary. It is the blood that conquered death. It is the blood that defeated the enemy. It is the blood that silences poverty. Today, let the blood speak. By the blood of Jesus, I cancel every financial curse. Every demonic hand that has been stealing their finances, wither now. Every chain of poverty that has been passed down through generations, break in Jesus' name. Every debt that has kept them in bondage, be erased by the blood. The blood of Jesus is the blood of redemption. If Jesus paid for our sins with his blood, then how much more will he pay off financial burdens? How much more will he release supernatural provision? Today, by the blood, I declare freedom from financial struggles. I plead the blood of Jesus over their jobs. Wherever their names are written for promotion, let the blood speak for them. Wherever there has been rejection, let the blood of Jesus bring acceptance. Wherever their money has been delayed, let the blood of Jesus accelerate it. I plead the blood of Jesus over their business. Every failing business, come back to life. Every lost investment, be restored sevenfold. Every client, every contract, every opportunity that was stolen, be returned by the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over their bank accounts. Every empty account be filled with supernatural wealth. Every financial struggle turn into overflow. Every closed door be opened by the blood. Father, I lift up their hands before you. These hands will no longer work in vain. These hands will no longer struggle. Heavenly Father, we come before you, broken but not defeated. We come before you, burdened but not crushed. For we stand on the unshakable foundation of Jesus Christ, the one who conquered death, the one who holds the keys to life and victory. O Lord, we lift our hands, our voices, our spirits before you this day, crying out for deliverance. Mighty God, let your mercy rain down on us. Father, we stand together as brothers and sisters in Christ, lifting up every heavy burden, every financial struggle, every crushing debt that seeks to choke the life out of us. We refuse to be slaves to poverty. We refuse to be bound by lack. We refuse to walk in shame and financial oppression. And today, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks louder than debt collectors, the blood that speaks louder than unpaid bills, the blood that speaks louder than every generational curse of poverty and lack. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood over our homes, over our businesses, over our bank accounts, over our children's future. Mighty God, every spirit of poverty that has been passed down through our bloodline, every curse of financial struggle that has held our families captive, we break it now in the mighty name of Jesus. No more shall we be borrowers and beggars. No more shall we live paycheck to paycheck. No more shall we see our labor swallowed by the devourer. For the blood of Jesus sets us free. Father, your word says in 2 John chapter 1, verse 1 through 5, that your grace and mercy abound in truth and love. O Lord, let your grace locate us now. Let your mercy locate us now. Let every financial burden be lifted. Let every debt be cancelled. Let supernatural provision flow like a river in the mighty name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, open your mouths and declare it. I am free from debt. I am free from financial struggle. I am free from lack. The blood of Jesus covers my finances. Hallelujah. O Lord, we know that poverty is not your portion for us. We know that lack is not our inheritance. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And today we tap into the riches of heaven. We call forth the abundance of God. We declare that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, lenders and not borrowers, in the mighty, powerful, unshakable name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, Amen. Somebody declare, It is done. O Most High God, we come before you again, not in fear, not in despair, but in boldness. Boldness because we know the power of the blood. Boldness because we know that when we cry out to you, heaven responds. Father, we stand on the battlefield of faith, and today we make a holy declaration. No more lack, no more struggle, no more financial chains. For the blood of Jesus is against every demonic force that has kept us in cycles of debt, every stronghold that has kept our families in financial oppression. O Lord, arise, arise.
Arise in your power, arise in your majesty. Let the heavens shake at the sound of your children crying out for deliverance. Let the angels of breakthrough be released now. Let the storehouses of heaven be opened. Let divine provision rain upon us, upon our homes, upon our businesses, upon our hands. Father, we reject the spirit of just enough. We reject the spirit of lack. We reject the spirit of barely making it. We were not created to live in financial slavery. We were not created to be beggars. We are sons and daughters of the Most High. And today we declare that we will walk in abundance, in prosperity, in divine overflow, in the mighty name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, hear me today. Where there has been drought in your finances, I prophesy rain. Where there has been emptiness, I prophesy overflow. Where there has been shame, I prophesy restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord, every demonic hand that has touched our finances, let it be cut off by the fire of God. Every enemy that has swallowed our wealth, let them vomit it now. Every chain of debt wrapped around our destiny, let it be broken, let it be destroyed, let it be shattered. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over every job that is hanging by a thread, over every struggling business, over every bank account that is in negative, over every bill that is past due, over every closed door of financial opportunity. Let the blood of Jesus make a way where there was no way. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us in places we cannot reach. Let the blood of Jesus open doors that no man can shut. Father, every seed of financial failure that was planted in our past, we uproot it now in the name of Jesus. Every curse of never having enough that has run through our bloodline, we reverse it now by the blood of the Lamb. No longer shall we work like elephants and eat like ants. No longer shall we struggle to provide for our families. No longer shall we live beneath our divine inheritance. For today we step into our season of financial dominion. Today we step into supernatural wealth. Brothers and sisters, hear me by the Spirit. Lift your hands and declare, I am free from debt. I am free from financial struggle. I walk in abundance. The blood of Jesus speaks for my finances. O Lord, let testimonies arise from this prayer. Let debts be cancelled. Let bank accounts be supernaturally filled. Let unexpected favor locate your children. Let businesses multiply. Let promotions come. Let generational wealth be established. In the name of Jesus, we seal this prayer with the blood of the Lamb. It is done. Somebody shout amen. Somebody declare hallelujah. Glory be to God. Almighty God, we call upon you. O Lord, our Redeemer, our Provider, our Deliverer, today we lift our voices like a trumpet in Zion. We cry out with desperation. We cry out with faith. We cry out with holy expectation. Let the heavens shake. Let the earth tremble. Let the supernatural be released. Father, we stand as your covenant children, and we refuse to accept poverty as our portion. We refuse to live under the bondage of debt. We reject the chains of financial oppression. O Lord, the enemy has stolen from us long enough. The devourer has eaten from our hands for too long. But today, by the power of the blood, we put an end to financial captivity. Every unseen chain holding our finances, break. Every curse of lack, break. Every season of struggle, break. In the name of Jesus, Father, let fire from heaven consume every demonic force sitting on our financial breakthroughs. Let the altars of poverty be destroyed. Let the strongholds of debt be shattered. Let every satanic voice speaking failure and lack over our lives be silenced. We declare supernatural restoration. Just as you restored the years the locusts had eaten in Joel chapter 2, verse 25. O God, restore every lost opportunity, restore every stolen blessing, restore every withheld promotion, restore every delayed breakthrough. Brothers and sisters in Christ, hear me today. Your season of financial shame is over. Your days of begging are over. Your nights of crying over unpaid bills are over. The blood of Jesus has spoken. The blood of Jesus has delivered us. O Lord, the same way you provided manna in the wilderness, send down divine provision now. The same way you multiplied the loaves and fishes, multiply our resources now. The same way you paid the temple tax with a coin from the mouth of a fish, let miraculous financial breakthroughs locate us now. Father, we speak to every closed door, open now. We speak to every dry well, flow now. We speak to every dead financial opportunity, come to life now. Brothers and sisters, lay your hands on your wallets, your purses, your bank cards, your business documents, your job applications. By the blood of Jesus, we call forth increase. By the blood of Jesus, we command financial favor. O Lord our God, we stand before you one more time, lifting up our hands, lifting up our voices, lifting up our faith. For you, O God, are not just the God of enough, but the God of more than enough. the God who turns little into overflow, the God who blesses not just one generation, but generations to come. Father, today we do not only pray for ourselves, we pray for our children. We pray for our children's children. We pray for our entire bloodline. We declare that the cycle of financial struggle ends with us. Every generational curse of poverty that has run through our family breaks today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, our ancestors may have struggled, our parents may have suffered, but we declare by faith, our children will not suffer, our seed will not beg for bread. Just as Psalm chapter 37 verse 25 says, the righteous will never be forsaken, nor their children begging for bread. Lord, we stand on this promise. Father, let generational wealth be released. Let financial wisdom be planted in us. Let businesses rise from our hands. Let investments flourish under our care. Let the power to produce wealth rest upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord, we refuse to be careless with money. We refuse to be reckless with wealth. We refuse to squander our breakthroughs. We receive the wisdom of Joseph, who stored up in times of plenty. We receive the anointing of Solomon, who walked in divine prosperity. We receive the discipline to sustain the blessings you are pouring out. Brothers and sisters in Christ, hear me today. It is one thing to be blessed, but it is another thing to keep the blessing. It is one thing to be free from debt, but it is another thing to stay free. Today, we don't just pray for financial miracles, we pray for financial discipline, wisdom, and stewardship. We will not waste what God gives us. We will not return to bad financial habits. We will walk in wisdom, in overflow, in divine multiplication. Oh Lord, let financial gates open for your children. Let ideas that bring wealth come forth. Let business contracts be signed. Let promotions locate us. Let divine partnerships be formed. Let every opportunity the enemy tried to block be restored sevenfold. We declare that from this day forward, we will be wealth carriers. We will be blessings to others. We will be givers and not beggars. We will be lenders and not borrowers. We will be kingdom financiers sowing into the work of God. O Lord, seal this prayer in heaven. Let the angels of financial breakthrough stand guard over our wealth. Let every blessing released today remain permanent in our lives. Brothers and sisters, if you believe that poverty is over, lack is over, and financial struggles are over, lift up your voice and shout, Amen. It is done in Jesus' mighty name. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we must not only pray, we must declare. The Word of God says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Every morning, every evening, every time the enemy tries to whisper doubt, open your mouth and declare these words. Say this with faith. Declaration, #1. I am free from debt. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I declare that every debt in my life is being paid, canceled, and erased. I am no longer a slave to financial burdens. I walk in divine provision. I owe no man anything but love. Declaration, #2. I am a child of abundance. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I refuse to live in lack. I reject the mindset of poverty. Wealth and riches dwell in my house. My hands are blessed, and whatever I touch prospers. Declaration, #3. Doors of financial favor are open for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that opportunities locate me. Promotions come to me. Unexpected financial blessings chase me down. The favor of God goes ahead of me, and everything I need is provided. Declaration, #4. The devourer is rebuked from my finances. Satan, take your hands off my money. Take your hands off my bank account. Take your hands off my business. The blood of Jesus speaks for me, and I declare that my financial increase is untouchable. Declaration, #5. I am a good steward of wealth. I will not waste money. I will not misuse my blessings. I have divine wisdom to manage, invest, and grow what God has given me. I am disciplined, I am responsible, and I walk in supernatural financial intelligence. Declaration, #6. I am a giver, not a beggar. I do not borrow. I lend. I do not lack. I give. I am a blessing to others. My hands are open to help the poor, to support the church, and to finance the kingdom of God. Declaration, #7. My children and future generations are blessed. My children will not suffer. My family will not beg. I break every generational curse of financial struggle. Wealth and prosperity will flow through my bloodline for generations to come. Now shout this final declaration. I am debt-free. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am walking in overflow. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, declare this daily. Speak it until you see it. Shout it until it manifests.